This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 11, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The heavyweight fight between Boeing and Northrop Grumman to win the contract for the U.S. Air Force's next aerial tanker is over, at least until sometime next year. On Wednesday, the Department of Defense notified the Congress and the two companies that it's terminating the KCX bid competition. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he determined, in consultation with senior defense and Air Force officials, that the solicitation and award could not be accomplished before President Bush leaves the White House in January. Quote, the resulting cooling-off period will allow the next administration to review objectively the military requirements and craft a new acquisition strategy for the KCX, unquote. Predictably, Northrop said the Pentagon's decision only serves to further put off the needed replacement of the Air Force's aging KC-135 Stratotankers. Quote, with this delay, it is conceivable that our warfighters will be forced to fly tankers as old as 80 years, unquote. The Pentagon says the KC-135s can be adequately maintained for the near future. Just as predictably, Boeing welcomed the extra time. It had threatened to drop out of the competition after a revised request for proposals was issued, which favored a tanker with more capacity than its proposed KC-767. Lawmakers and industry sources also had comments on the KCX announcement. Washington Congressman Norman Dix commented, quote, they didn't have enough time to do it right, unquote. Washington Senator Patty Murray called the delay, quote, a reality check on a procurement process that got very complicated and a little muddied, unquote. Lexington Group aerospace analyst Lauren Thompson observed, quote, the pace of the protest and recompetition happened so fast, there hasn't been an opportunity for policymakers to step back and deliberately be objective, unquote. U.S. Secretary of Transportation Mary Peters yesterday directed the FAA to implement 13 new safety recommendations from an independent review team. She noted the team's report confirms the basic approach to aviation safety in the United States has generated unprecedented results, but that there are ways to make the system even safer. You can find more details, including the review team's complete list of recommendations, in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. The Airline Pilots Association is asking its members at Continental Airlines to look on the bright side. Continental announced the furlough of 148 pilots effective yesterday, but the union says 326 more pilot jobs were saved. In a rare moment, the union praised management for cooperating in the effort to minimize the impact on employees. Captain Jay Pierce, chairman of the Continental chapter of the Airline Pilots Association, commented, quote, we were able to propose some very unique and forward-thinking ideas to management that started the ball rolling. In a cooperative process, the union and Continental were able to reach agreement on ways to achieve reductions voluntarily rather than by the traditional cuts through furloughs, unquote. The net result is 148 furloughs, 151 early retirements, and 64 pilots who will take leaves. The New York Times reports the agreement also included a system-wide reduction in the average number of hours each pilot flies and a program in which pilots could decide to voluntarily reduce their flying time. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing where we'll tell you more about these stories. The pilots union has a new beef with American Airlines. A widower sues American for losing his wife's corpse. And a Florida FBO gets the go-ahead for additional fuel storage. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is ANN Managing Editor Rob Finfrock, who will talk about the suspense in the Albuquerque business community as we wait to see what happens at Eclipse Aviation. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.